Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family, Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. Welcome to this altar of prophetic interventions. Wake up to this altar daily. First thing before you do any other thing, we send it to reach your phone daily at 12 midnight, whichever country you are. If you are registered on our Telegram platform, you will definitely get it by 12 midnight. I want all listeners, TPGF members, including those receiving this from their loved ones. There are people, they receive it from their mom, from their parents, from their friends, from their sisters, and they have not registered directly. No, register directly. Don't depend on anybody to send it to you. And it is easy. Send a chat or a WhatsApp message to say, please register me on the Telegram app. Send it to our number, +234 809 777 557. Then wait for the procedure that will be sent to you. Follow that procedure. You will start receiving it regularly. I like all listeners to register on Telegram. It's easier for us to send it to you on Telegram. It will also reach you. Then Telegram will also bring all the previous editions to you to enjoy, and the message here is never stale. Subscribe also to Turning Point Prayer Booklet, also authored by me, so that you will also read, as you listen to the voice, you also read the booklet. Use the two together. It will bless you. If you have not done so, send a chat message, or please connect me to be receiving prayer booklet. Send that, it will bless you, and things will be happening for you. Now, welcome also to Thursday, July 25, 2024. As usual, open your hand and heart to receive what God has sent our way today. Be responding with amen, I receive it. With 6 days to go in the outgoing month, God Almighty will overwhelm you with divine surprises. You will receive more than you ever imagined. Who is this? You don't get anything or things done except you struggle, or you wait. That affliction must not continue. I want to pray for you. The Holy Ghost has highlighted your issue. Put your hand on your chest as I pray. That struggle, affliction, waiting, affliction has ended today. From now on, your things will drop as at when due, and they will come with divine speed. The darkest part of the night is just before the dawn. I speak to someone's life now. Your dark season is over. Anyone with issues persisting more than 5 years, I want to pray for you. God laid on my heart to pray for you, whether it is physical, spiritual, mental, emotional, financial, illnesses, marital, your job, in your place of work, papers, or whatever. For more than 5 years, it has persisted. Health issue, debt issue, job issue, marriage issue, visa issue, paper issue, immigration issue. More than 5 years. No. Heaven says no. I prophesy that yoke is hereby broken. It shall not persist any longer. Put your phone on. A miracle phone call, SMS or mail will come to you very soon. Then who is this? You are experiencing sickness or pain that your parents also complained of. Maybe they are still living or they are even gone, but you notice that same symptoms, you are feeling it. No, evil must not be transferred. I break that generational curse over your life and over your children's life. You shall not suffer what your parents suffer. You are set free. Your own covenant and anointing is different. Your children will not suffer what you suffered. Their life is free. Whatever is sponsoring evil against anyone, listen to me now. That source dried up today. All those of you that have been sowing in tears, you will soon be reaping in joy. Who is this? You had it rough. So rough. Throughout last week and even last month. And it's even continuing now. I prophesy a turnaround. God is coming through for you. Your change will come soon and will come fast. Somebody shout amen to this prayer I want to pray. God will give you a turnaround visitation very soon. Say amen. Then July 25 celebrant, your birthday prayers. Be blessed. Your birthday is blessed. God shall put you in the mind of good people that will bless you specially with money, with gifts, with precious things. For this your birthday. Happy birthday. Right? Listeners, welcome to the fourth day of personal, intentional, and passionate prayers. We are using scriptures, Bible verses, to pray. Learn how to use God's word to pray back to God. He said, I watch over my word to perform it, And then, according to the word of my mouth, or my work, or my word, command ye me. First prayer today, please pray it intentionally. It's from Genesis chapter 12, verse 17. And it reads, and the Lord plagued Pharaoh and his house with great plagues because of Sarah's wife. Pharaoh abducted Sarah's, Abraham's wife, and God fought for Abraham. Let's pray this prayer like this. Be passionate about it. Say, oh God, fight my battle where I have no voice, be my voice. Where I have no strength, be my strength. You are the God of vengeance. Avenge me of my enemies. King Pharaoh could not sleep because of Abraham's wife. Make those owing me sleepless till they pay me my money. Make those fighting me restless till they come to seek peace with me. Your word says, I will not work for another person to eat. I will not labor for someone else to enjoy. Make me enjoy the fruit of my labor. Silence all voices against me and my house in Jesus' name. Say amen. I prophesy, so shall it be for you. God has fought for Abraham, we also fight for you. Say amen. Next prayer is from Acts chapter 23, verse 12, and it reads, and when it was day, certain of the Jews banded themselves together and bound themselves under a curse, saying, we will neither eat nor drink till we have killed Paul. This is the prayer. Pray like this. Make it intentional prayers and let it be fervent. Say, oh God, whoever has taken oath to see my end, let it end for them quickly. All evil meetings and oath taking to fight me, the way you fought for King Jehoshaphat and the nation of Judah, fight same for me, O Lord. Let all those coming together against me and my interests fall for my sake. Against me and my children and all my assignment, let them fight themselves to death in Jesus' name. So shall it be. Next, Hebrews chapter 12, verse 24 is the next Bible verse to pray. And it reads, and Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant and the blood of the sprinkling that speaks better things than the blood of Abel. Let's turn this into prayer. You are going to pray like this. Say, blood of Jesus. Call it again, blood of Jesus. Speak for me and speak for my family. Speak for my children. Speak for everything connected to me. Blood of Jesus, be speak for me. In all my life's battles and challenges, through the name and the blood of Jesus Christ, I shall prevail. I am an overcomer. I am super victorious. I will not know defeat and failure in all my life's endeavors. I believe it. I confess it in Jesus' name. Say, I am protected. I am fortified. I am defended. Nothing evil will happen to me. I will live to my good old age and see to my third and fourth generations. That is my portion. I claim it. That is my portion. I claim it. I believe it. I confess it and I receive it in Jesus' name. Say amen, I receive it. Yes, that's your portion. Your confession will become your possession. You will not have less. In fact, you will have more in Jesus' name. This is the right way to pray. This is how to pray and receive answers from God. Pray with Bible content. Pray with scriptures. Please rebroadcast this to all of your contact. Do so daily. Today is the D-Day, Thursday, the Prayer Mountain Service in Ikeja, Lagos. Same venue, Living Spring Chapel, Goshen Land, Allen Avenue Junction, Ikeja. TPGM members and listeners in and around Lagos, leave home early to beat the traffic. I'll be waiting for you on the Prayer Mountain today. Two services as usual. 7 to 9 a.m. first service, 9:30 to 11:30 a.m. second service. Prayer focus on Prayer Mountain today is, oh Lord, change my level. Today we'll be teaching, prayers, anointing, and impartation for changing level. After that encounter, your level and your status will change. Financial level, marital level, career status, ministerial status, your health, your traveling, your business, your investment, your result level will change. Come and stand in the gap for all your loved ones. Bring a list of where you want a change in level. Impartation will be done. The power of God will take over. Come, and it will be shaping and change your life. Anointed mantle will be given out free. Come and pick your own. These two same services we hold at Dominion City, Ibadan, Kolobo Abeokuta, Oshogbo, Akure, Uyo, and Port Harcourt. Be there. It shall be live streamed to the whole world. So connect from where you are. And if you need more information about location and connection, SMS, make a call or chat with Dupe on +234 806 478 8392. Do so now. Month is ending. So if you have monthly title, battle, thanksgiving, partnership commitment seed, and the 777 seed that is going on now, people are doing it, testimonies are coming, and connection to grace, 669, 69,000 naira, 6,900 naira, 690, all kind, anything, add 69 to it. Add to it, 690 to it. People are doing it, miracles are coming. It is a spiritual key when you connect up to the man, the servant of God that God has connected your life with on special days of their life. Miracles happen. It is voluntary. We don't buy God's miracle. We don't pay for his blessings. It's all by grace. But the sacrifice of seed and harvest rules the whole world. I speak to everybody's life today. You will see the might of God like you have never seen before. You will see the glory of God change your story. Angels in form of men and men in form of angels shall rally around you today. Your results shall be awesome. What God cannot do does not exist, for God can do all things. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel. I love you. Have a great day. Bye.